Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Friday morning, let's catch up with the Mindful Doctor. She's online with me, Dr. Gabrielle Staniforth. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Going well. We're into December now, but you've had a very busy November, or should I say Movember. You got moving for men's health, which is absolutely fantastic. How did you go?
I did really well. So this year I decided to, last year I moved 100 kilometres, so counted walking, running, riding, rowing, whatever I actually moved in. But this year I thought I'd really challenge myself and run the 100Ks, which on top of my, you know, usual workload and other sports and activities and walking the dogs, it was quite hard to get in, not to mention obviously the physical challenge as well, but I did it.
Yeah, fantastic. And not to mention that you're a parent and a wife as well.
So. All those things, yeah.
All those things would keep you awfully busy. How much money did you make?
Well, Neil, I think I'm sitting on about $2,600 at the moment, but I just noticed another little cheeky donation come through this morning. So I don't know when it all closes up, but my goal was to get to 2,000 and I well and truly cleared that. So thank you to everybody out there who donated to me, but also to the cause of Movember.
Wow. Now, you're running. Was it indoors on treadmill or was it out and about doing it on the pounding the pavement?
Yeah, it was pounding the pavement and it was quite the month to do it because obviously in New South Wales and in Orange, we've had a lot of rain. So I literally had to get out there and run, rain, hail or shine. And there were many times that I came back absolutely saturated. I think my sand shoes have had about, you know, 6 or 7 goes through the wash this month already with all the mud.
Yeah, right. Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Why?
Why? I guess from a very personal level, my husband has had his own struggles with his health issues specifically. He was diagnosed with testicular cancer way back when we were 21. And that has obviously led to a lot of challenges in our life, including infertility, IVF, and all of the struggles that go with that. And then unfortunately, Neil, as you know, Nigel, once again, my husband, got diagnosed with a second bout of testicular cancer last year, which is just really unlucky, isn't it? Mm. But I guess having lived with him through that and watch how he has dealt with that, managed that, and also really spoken out about that, I guess I've become very passionate about men's health issues. I've learnt not only through that personal experience, but also through my work as a GP, that men aren't fantastic at coming forward early with health issues. And this really does put them backwards, I guess, in the sense that their prognosis might be a little bit worse with a delayed diagnosis. So speaking up about these issues, things like testicular cancer, prostate cancer, mental health, suicide awareness, really just, I guess what I'm trying to do is create a comfortable space where we can have the conversations, men can come forward as early as possible, and we can really optimise their health.
Let me say this, and referring back to Nigel, of course, he's obviously very fit. He's obviously very mentally fit, and together you make a great team. But also to have someone like you in his corner must have been priceless, really.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't know about that. I do, like, he's a physically fit specimen. He's probably one of the fittest people I know. So, boys, it can happen to anyone. Yes, he's mentally fit. The way that he has dealt with this and the way that he views life is so admirable, and I have so much pride and love for that. His attitude is not, woe me, why me? It is, you know, how lucky am I? Look what I have got. Look at my children, my family. Look at my health now, and I can still get going. I'd like to think we're a great team. I'd like to think that I have been a support for him. That's something that I obviously strive to do every day, not just for him, but for all the men in my life. Thank you.
It's great that we can talk about it so openly and candidly this morning. I appreciate your time as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
Talk soon, Neil. Happy weekend, everybody.